The grace of our Lord, His amazing unmerited favor and blessing, flowed out in superabundance for me together with the faith and love which are realized in Christ Jesus. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Grace is the unmerited favor of God made known through Jesus Christ, and it is expressed supremely in the redemption and full forgiveness of sinners through faith in Him. It pertains to God's activity rather than His nature. Grace is something that a person receives when he puts his faith in Jesus Christ. The enemy wants you to believe that in order to stay in God's grace, you have to work for it. But grace, again, is God's unmerited favor in which there's nothing that you or I could ever do to earn it. As Christians, we love to throw around the word grace, but what does that really mean? When you go into a courtroom before a judge, you're hoping that through all that's going on with you and your case that's before him, that somehow he would have mercy on you. Now, mercy is the compassion or forgiveness of someone who has power to punish you, and is also the fortunate of a divine favor. But grace is that thing that we can't earn, or neither do we deserve it. Grace is when we were without strength that Christ died for us. Again, it is the unearned kindness of God. Grace can move mountains, and it can bring you to joy and relief, and it can also give you peace. Grace has no limit to God's favor, and it is greater than all your faults and failures. It even comes to those who have not been faithful to God. God calls for you to be humble under His mighty hand. Now, the Christian life from start to finish is totally dependent upon the grace of God, and it compensates for our weaknesses as Paul described it in his writings. It's the thing that hinders you over and over, but because of the goodness of God, you're made strong. Grace gives the believer hope, for when he prays, he knows that the windows of heaven will be open for him. Grace gives encouragement, so when your enemies are pressing down on you, you somehow find yourself lifted up above it all. Grace is unearned, as Romans 11:6 says, "And if by grace, then is no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work." A person is not saved because he works for salvation, and God does not give grace to someone because he deserves or earns it. If a person can be saved by works, then salvation would not be by grace, but by works, and that will remove God from the picture and put man in the forefront. And if that were the case, then God would no longer be necessary because a man could work to be saved. And here's another point that I want to make, though. If it is free, it's not earned. And if it's earned, then it's not free. Either grace is free or it's earned. But many do not want to accept the fact that the grace of God is a free gift from Him. In the Baker Encyclopedia of the Bible, it says that grace is the dimension of divine activity that enables God to confront human indifference and rebellion with an inexhaustible capacity to forgive and bless. That means He will now never stop blessing us. God is gracious in action. The only thing left for us to do now is to receive it. Grace has a name, and that name is Jesus Christ. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. One love, 5 minutes.